Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay. Welcome to another pre-Infocom edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. We've been spending the last month focusing on about 20-25 brands that you really need to make sure you mark down and go to their booths at Infocom. You have 700 or 800 booths there. You're not going to have time to go to all of them. We're going to be there to cover the whole show, but there's some that you should definitely look at yourself. One of those is going to be FSR. They're a glue company in our industry, for lack of a better term. I don't know if Chaz Porter likes that term or not. He's a director of global sales. Chaz, I like that term. I think you are a glue company, aren't you?
Well, I say that jokingly, we are an AV plumbing supplier.
Okay, let's do that. We'll go with that. You're going to be in the central hall in booth 8227. And let's start with, let's run through the list of reasons why people need to go to your booth, because you got a bunch of new stuff coming out. First off, you've got new line of ceiling boxes that'll be introduced, and specifically that are focused on AV over IP applications.
Correct. In the last year, Gary, we've been upgrading our ceiling box line. And frankly, we were the first manufacturer to make a ceiling box specifically for the AV industry. And we made some changes. You know, we based all our upgrades on customer input. And simple things like customers wanted the mounting to be threaded rod, so we built that in. They wanted more serviceability with the boxes, so we've got new rack apparatus inside the box that tilts and makes it much more serviceable. We did our 22 line last year, which is a 2-foot by 2-foot box. This year, we actually have two changes. We have an upgrade to our CV12, which is a 1-foot by 2-foot box. And then we're adding an extra large box specifically for AV over IP. We have learned through lots of consultant meetings that IT people, for the most part, don't want AV over IP on their network. So they want the AV folks to create their own network, put the switch close to the equipment that they're going to be running, and a standard ceiling box won't fit a switch.
This is a ceiling box that would house an AV over IP infrastructure that would be its own AVN,
basically. Correct.
Okay. That's really an interesting concept. So you've decentralized it. You could put all the AV over IP in one room that way for each room. So each room would have their own equipment, and you don't have to worry about centralizing the distribution in any way.
No rack room. Everything is very close to the endpoint, making a lot more serviceable for the users.
That's a really good concept. I like it a lot. And another thing you're going to do is, and of course, a lot of these rooms have Crestron and QSC and Extron touch panels. You're introducing a new line of protective cover specifically for touch panels. Talk about that really quickly.
So we see touch panels in a lot of locations, and they're great for users, but at the same time, they don't want accessibility to everybody. Think about a luxury box at a stadium. You've got AV systems inside the box. You don't want the guest playing with your AV system. So we made a cover that's lockable, made of steel, totally protective. And also think of gymnasiums. You know, we're seeing more and more AV installations in gyms, and we have flying basketballs and lacrosse balls. And for some reason, touch panels and lacrosse balls don't mix.
They definitely don't. So y'all were the first company I remember to develop a really long distance HDMI using fiber. I've heard that you're going to do the same thing with USB-C, and USB-C has been a big problem in our industry because when you put a second camera in a room, that's always a longer distance than that first camera. And are you going to do that through fiber optic?
Well, we've had on the market now a year, a USB-C 3.2 Gen 2 cable, but we're introducing the first of its kind, a Gen 2 cable that will actually do USB communications, network communications, plus power up to 60 watts. Nobody's really been able to do power over a long distance when doing USB-C. And this is going to really be a breakthrough for cameras, hubs, anything that really needs that transfer of power.
Yeah, that's impressive, 60 watts of power. All right, so you've got a new high load capacity, 16,000 pound capacity FLH6 line of floor boxes. Talk about that and what the application is for that.
So we've been one of the leading manufacturers of floor box in the AV industry forever, and everybody knows our FL 500-600 line. This year, we're taking the FL600 line and making a high-low capacity cover for it. So any of our FL600s can be outfitted with this cover, as you said, holds 16,000 pounds. What we're seeing in the industry, not just in what we see as typical AV spaces, convention spaces, showrooms, that type of thing, we're seeing a huge push for multi-trade floor boxes in the manufacturing space. People want data and video out on a manufacturing floor where the technician who is building a car or building any types of device have videos so they can see manufacturing practices. They have data so they can communicate and connect their equipment back to a server. So we're seeing a huge push in that marketplace, and the FL6 is the ideal box for that application.
Yeah. I think most people would rather put them in a box than have them overhead. So if you have the ability to plan ahead of time before you pour the concrete, this is a great option. What about the SmartWay, your raceway system? What's new with that, and what can we expect at InfoComm? By the way, you're in booth Central Hall, booth 8227. Everyone knows the SmartWay system. What can we expect there?
So we got a request for a university to cascade a raceway down over the stairs in an auditorium amphitheater type setting. What we're seeing, power and network connectivity has to be distributed everywhere. So we made a system that now will go down over a stair riser, get that word right. And we also have device boxes where you can connect power and data underneath the chair in an amphitheater.
That's impressive. All right, so that'll all be at InfoComm. And of course, you always have like a reception at your booth. I understand that's Thursday on the 13th from 1 to 3 p.m. Definitely come by the booth in the Central Hall at 8227. In the meantime, you can go to fsrinc.com. And of course, everyone knows who FSR is. Chaz, thank you very much for joining me. I really appreciate this review of everything you're doing at InfoComm. And I wish you best of luck. I'm excited to come by there. We're going to go by there and shoot videos on every single thing that Chaz talked about here. All that will be posted at raypubs.com/infocom if you're watching this after the show. If you're watching us before the show, you can actually go there now and see all the news stories that we've already published, over probably somewhere around 100, 150. So check it out at raypubs.com. And Chaz, thank you very much and have a great day.
Thanks, Gary. You too.
Gary.